Dealing with a narcissist, it feels completely impossible sometimes, right? I get it. Trust me. What are a narcissist's weaknesses? What would you consider a narcissist's Achilles heel? We all know that we can't change a narcissist, but what some of us might not know is that we can affect the way they affect us. We can protect ourselves from the inevitable havoc they wreak on our lives.
They constantly put your credibility into question with gaslighting, manipulation tactics, smear campaigns, and even the use of flying monkeys. You know, those people who do the bidding of the narcissist. Yeah.
They think they're better than they are, but if you ask me, I think they secretly know exactly who they are. So the narcissist has a lot of weaknesses, as we all know. They tend to be secretly insecure. They tend to kind of fly off the handle easily. Even when you leave a narcissistic relationship, the after effects can stay with you for years. And that's especially true when you're co-parenting or dealing with a narcissist in business or some other way that you can't go no contact with them for whatever reason.
Sometimes the best solution is just to walk away.
They tend to have a low tolerance for, well, just about anything that isn't exactly what they want. In my opinion, the tipping point of toxic narcissism is lack of empathy. They have a low tolerance for when things don't tend to go their way. Anything you say to a narcissist can and will be used against you in a court of narcissistic judgment.
In other words,
anything you say could be used to start an argument with a narcissist.
The narcissist will eventually expose themselves to anyone who dares to get close to them.
Narcissists have this belief that they're smarter than everyone else, and they also think that they're better than everyone else. And as a result of that, many times they can't imagine that anyone could be smarter than them, and so they tend to underestimate people. This is especially true of people close to them, and probably especially of their primary sources of supply. So what can you do to prevent a narcissist from kind of freaking out on you? How can you stop a narcissist from raging on you? Well, if you're not able to just walk away from the narcissist and go no contact, which is always the preferred method, then take note of these things I'm going to share with you today. Now, they seem to have forgotten that they got with you in the first place or they connected with you in the first place because you were intelligent and capable and everything else. Narcissists always think they're right. They think they know everything.
You'll see the telltale eye rolls. You'll feel the tension. You'll hear the strained tones. And the fake cheer in the voices of anyone who's been exposed to the true face of the narcissist.
We all know that narcissists are like toddlers, right? At least that's been my experience, when it comes to their emotions anyway. So narcissists are known to sort of control people with their toddler-like temper tantrums. Narcissistic rage is an ongoing issue, and it usually occurs when a narcissist feels slighted. They feel like their ego's been bruised, or they feel like they're not the center of attention. And like a toddler, they don't really tolerate very many strong emotions very well, especially when they're not strong emotions like joy. Side note, if we're being honest, narcissists don't really feel joy very often. Combined with underestimating you and thinking they're always right, it puts you in a position to really take them down a couple of pegs if you chose to do so. Not that you would. So if you're just trying to keep the peace around a narcissist that you can't get away from, be sure to avoid saying these things.
Between you and me, even the flying monkeys the narcissist so gleefully employs, even they will have their moments of weakness in which they kind of reveal the truth, kind of spill the beans about who they're really dealing with.
Personally, I cannot imagine what it would be to live that way, to live like a narcissist lives, never feeling satisfied, never feeling happy, never feeling like they can trust anyone, to constantly feel the need to take away from people and never give of oneself, to never appreciate or respect or care about anyone close to them or anyone at all, to never feel real intimacy. And for me personally, I can't imagine knowingly doing harm to anyone without feeling remorse. Wait, that isn't right. Telling a narcissist they're wrong is the first way that you can totally ding their bell, if you know what I'm talking about. The fact of the matter is, narcissists, they don't like confrontation, do they? Well, they do, but only when they're the ones doing the confrontation. Do you remember knowing a school bully in your lifetime? Think about the behavior of the bully and the behavior of the narcissist. Can you kind of see how those two go together? How they're kind of similar? What else do we know about that bully from elementary school? Well, we know that secretly they hated themselves or they weren't very comfortable in their own skin, and that's part of the reason they acted like a bully. Maybe they were getting bullied at home, or maybe they were just insecure about something about themselves, and their way to cope was to just come out and be a bully. Narcissists are very similar to that. They cannot change. Well, they could, but they choose not to change. They won't change because part of their disorder seems to be not thinking anything's wrong with them. They think they're better than everyone else, which of course is what causes them to underestimate us in the first place.
Just like in the movie Mean Girls, where Gretchen Wieners ends up kind of spilling the beans about Regina George after Katie Heron, the main character, kind of provokes her into it during her diabolical plan with Janice Ian. They will reveal the level of manipulation to which the narcissist has subjected them.
We have to detach from them. It doesn't mean to detach from them in love or with concern. We have to detach from them with indifference, a lack of concern. We have to stop caring about them, and that's very difficult for us by nature. So you don't really necessarily have to not tell the narcissist they're wrong or that they are incorrect about something, but what you can tell them is something more like, oh, you know what? You're making kind of a point here, but what if we look at it like this? Or that's not a bad idea, but what if we tried it this way? Or if you're really smart, you'll make them think they thought of the idea themselves. Ultimately, their biggest weakness then becomes their Achilles heel of thinking they're better than everyone, truly believing that, thinking they're smarter and that no one can outsmart them. And this combined with their need for power and control, if you really wanted to, you really could manipulate them fairly easily.
You have to understand who and what you're dealing with. So you need to educate yourself about narcissism. You know that I always say knowledge is power, and in this case, that could not be truer. You must understand the concept of toxic narcissism, and of course, narcissistic personality disorder, before you can expect to help anyone understand exactly who they're dealing with and what they're dealing with. So educate yourself on the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder, the causes, the symptoms, the effects, and how narcissistic abuse affects the victims involved. And don't forget the longer-term and more serious complications. Find out how exactly doctors diagnose narcissistic personality disorder. Learn what manipulation tactics are common to narcissists. And take a little time to figure out exactly how to understand and manage and cope with the behavior that comes from a narcissist. It's like I told you before. This is step one. Do not reward bad behavior with the reaction they want. If a narcissist comes to you and starts screaming and yelling, and normally you'd scream and yell back, don't do it. If the narcissist comes to you and wants you to cry, and says you're horrible and don't do things right and da 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 and they try to make you cry, don't cry. Any kind of negative interaction that you would have with a narcissist, you must discourage by not responding in the way that they desire. And you know what they want, because if you think about how you've reacted in the past when they brought that to you, react differently. If you've gotten upset, don't get upset. Don't give them any reaction at all, or only give them a very calm and polite reaction. You go, okay, I'll take care of that. Drop it. Don't continue. Number two, reward good behavior with what the narcissist needs from you, really. Love, admiration, and his or her proper space on a pedestal. If the narcissist behaves him or herself, even if you recognize it as a stage, as a classifiable behavior such as love bombing or idealization, that's better than the other stuff. So when you're going through the good phases, you can encourage the narcissist to stick to those better behaviors and those more positive interactions by rewarding them for that behavior. So tell them how amazing they are, how wonderful, how perfect, and do it as sincerely as you can.
I got an award. I got recognized for something I did. Yay me! Oh my gosh, I just got recognition for anything at all. Narcissists never like it when you are the one who is being recognized and not them. So their first reaction will be either dismissal or outright narcissistic rage. What's the best thing you can do to combat this? Start by somehow crediting the narcissist for your success. For example, if you got a writing award, you could tell your narcissist, oh my gosh, without you, I could have never written that amazing book I wrote. You were my absolute inspiration. You lifted me up, blah, blah, blah. Whatever you need to say to make them not rage on you. Is this messing with their heads a little bit? Maybe. Is it manipulative? Yep. But it will keep the peace. It will. This is sort of their Achilles heel. They kind of don't even recognize that you would be manipulating them in that moment, because they can't imagine that you're not telling the truth about how much they affected your book that you wrote or whatever award you got. Sad stuff. Either way, spend a couple minutes embracing yourself and recognizing your success, because you did a good job. And let the narcissist think whatever they want. You're basically giving them credit for your achievement. Some people will tell you that their biggest weakness is the fact that they're sort of wired wrong, like a broken phone or a dog who never quite seems right. They can never be changed or rehabilitated in any meaningful way.
Now listen, while you're at it, you're going to have to do me a favor and make sure that your self-esteem is unbreakable. I know that's hard, but if you know anything about narcissists, you know that they fight dirty. And they don't concern themselves with the emotion or the well-being of anyone else. This is especially true when it doesn't serve them to do that. Of course, anyone who threatens their illusion and their false sense of self as you're about to do when you expose them for who they are and what they are? Well, narcissists will stop at nothing to get what they want from you, and they'll stop at nothing to hurt you if you do try to expose them.
One of their biggest fears is being exposed for who they really are. Many of them live in a constant state of feeling like an imposter syndrome. Like they're afraid everyone's going to find out they're not really who they say they are or really who they pretend to be. What in the world is wrong with you? How could you be like that? I mean, if we're being honest, we're all asking that question in our head anyway, right? What is wrong with narcissists? Why do they act that way? We have to resist the need to let it sneak from our brain right out of our mouths. Why? Because if we're dealing with a narcissist and we want to keep the peace, we have to know that's going to cause narcissistic rage. Why would that cause narcissistic rage? Well, like I said, narcissists have very low self-esteem, many of them. And those who don't still have very fragile self-esteem. It's like a little egg they carry around on the end of their finger, and it could break at any moment. Anyway, but ultimately, I really think that because they really believe they have no weaknesses, they really believe they're better than everyone else, smarter than everyone else, and that means they can do whatever they want, I think that's their biggest weakness. I think that's their Achilles heel, because they think the average person is just stupid and that they can pull the wool over their eyes.
You have to stop helping the narcissist hide. You can't let them have any more excuses, and you can't cover up their bad behavior for them. You probably didn't even realize you were doing it. But after you've been involved with a narcissist for a while, it's almost second nature. You fall into certain codependent habits. You might find yourself coddling them or just accepting certain behaviors and conditions out of habit. So one simple way to make a narcissist show his or her true colors is simply to stop doing that. Stop covering up for them. Stop helping them hide. So what does that mean exactly? Well, don't make excuses if a narcissist kind of flakes out on plans you have with other people. And when that mask inevitably begins to break away, don't make excuses and don't cover it up for them. Don't help them. I'm going to just give you a friendly warning here. This is going to be really uncomfortable at the beginning. But it is a very effective way to open the eyes of people around the narcissist.
And because they do often manage to pull the wool over the eyes of a very intelligent person, they really think they have it going on. But the thing is, when we realize who they are and what we're dealing with, we can manipulate them if we choose to. I personally choose not to. It's not worth my time or my energy. They cannot stand the idea of being wrong, as I said before, and certainly not the idea of you knowing something they don't know, or you being in any way above them, or them being less than you. Even though somehow that's their favorite way to leave everybody else feeling about them. Isn't that ironic? And the truth on this one is that if anybody was asked this question, what the heck is wrong with you? Why would you act like that? Why would you be that way? Would we not all be offended? I mean, I gotta say, I would be a little offended. The point is that you have to figure out a way to use phrasing that helps them think that you are very interested in truly understanding them when you're concerned about what the heck is wrong with them. Another big weakness that some narcissists have is the inability to understand things that society considers normal and acceptable. Some other weaknesses narcissists have are the major fear of abandonment many of them experience, being gullible because of their belief that they are better and more intelligent than everyone else. Any sort of compliments or pushing them up on a pedestal that you do will actually cause them to become more vulnerable to any type of manipulation anyone wants to do to them, because they can't believe that you're faking it, because they really do think they deserve to be up on that pedestal. Does that make sense? So if they're acting crazy and you have no idea why, instead of saying, gosh, what's wrong with you? Say something more like, you seem like you've had a bad day. Is there anything I can do to help? Do you want to talk about it? I'm very concerned about you. How can I help you? Make it all about them. You get the idea. A lot of narcissists deal with a lot of paranoia. They tend to be overly impulsive, sometimes to a dangerous extent. They cannot be alone. They cannot stand to be ignored. They hate being criticized. Wait, I don't remember seeing you there. Or, wait, that never happened. If the narcissists in your life or anything like the narcissists in my life were, they would often tell stories that weren't really their stories to tell. Or they would tell stories that were completely made up. And you, as their primary source of supply, or one of them, were expected to go along with those stories, or you would be punished when you got home. Does that sound familiar to you? So if you ever say to a narcissist, hey, that didn't happen. Or, hey, what are you talking about? It didn't go down that way. Or, I don't even remember seeing you there. Well, expect some rage. It's almost like they are trying to show off or show people who they are through their mask. And in reality, if you call them out in public and you say, wait a minute, that never happened. Or, no, I don't remember that. Guess what's going to happen then? They feel their mask has been dirtied or pulled aside a little bit. And then you're the one stuck reeling after the narcissistic rage unloads on you. The best thing you can do here is if you are in a situation that matters, where the stories the narcissist is telling are lies, if you care about the people they're talking about and these are things that are important to you, then just pull them aside later and explain to them what the truth is. And maybe the most interesting weakness a narcissist has is the fact that they're incredibly predictable. And if you don't believe me, watch any video where I've ever talked about narcissists and tell me how often you can relate. I hear it every single day. People say things to me like, were you looking at my kitchen window when you made this video? Or how did you know the narcissist would say this or that? Or how is it that this pattern is exactly like the pattern I experienced? Well, it's because narcissists are predictable. And once you figure them out, you know this. They're predictable. They all use word salad. They all use gaslighting. They all use projection and deflection. In the narcissistic world, narcissists are predictable. It's like they've got a shared playbook. You know what you could do better here? Anytime you tell a narcissist they're doing something that they could do better, or you offer constructive criticism, or you give them a little hint about a way they could make their life easier, their first step is going to be to freak out on you and rage all over the place. So if you want to keep peace with a narcissist, the best thing you can do here is to just let them make their own mistakes. If you do need to let them know something, say you work with them, or it's something that you're directly affected by, you can say something a little bit more narc-friendly, such as, you are doing such an amazing job on this. You know, I've heard some great suggestions and maybe we can work together to kind of figure out how to do it better. Or maybe you can say, I was just thinking that there was this idea I heard you say 5 weeks ago, a month ago, whatever, and it looks like this, blah, blah, blah. Once again, you're giving them credit for your ideas, but you're keeping the peace. Remember that narcissists really don't ever want to admit to themselves or anyone else who they really are, what they've really gone through, what their troubles are. They don't want to admit that they're imperfect. They don't want to even think about the possibility that anyone is better or more intelligent or more capable than them in any way, shape, or form. Calling them out and identifying them for what they are never goes well. It's not worth your energy or your time. You're definitely going to get narcissistic injury and then narcissistic rage thrown your way. And you have to remember that they don't really want you to be happy or to thrive or to be anything but miserable without them.
Tell it like it is, baby. This is a pretty simple concept, but sometimes simple is exactly what you need. So in order to expose a narcissist, you just tell it like it is. Say something that triggers narcissistic behavior and don't take it back. That'll cause the narcissist to expose him or herself right away because they won't be able to hold back if you don't do the customary two-step that you usually do around the issue, if you don't help them save face. Again, this is a friendly warning, but you've got to be really, really strong to do this. If you are in a toxic codependent relationship with a narcissist, you're going to have a will of steel to do this. This is not easy, and I'm not pretending that it's easy. But if you're going to do it, my friend, you got to do it right. So think about what kind of things typically trigger the narcissist rages. And then you have to boldly use those things to your advantage. And you can't feel bad about it because this will be literally you turning their behaviors against them. If you need a little help with not feeling bad, just ask yourself, how often has this narcissist done these things to you? Make a statement or point out a fact that contradicts the narcissist's inflated perception of him or herself, that grandiosity. For example, you might say something like, well, wait a minute, I thought you got a promotion. Why are you still driving that old car? You must really have a lot of expenses. Any open criticism that you can make or disagreement or blatant exposure of fake achievements, made up stories, lies, deceptions in general, ding, ding. Another one you can do is to belittle some talent or skill they think they have. Like, dude, your rap skills totally need to go back to the 80s where they came from, for example. Another thing you can do is a statement that indicates that the narcissist is somehow not good enough or less than, or that they're somehow controlled or somehow dependent on you or someone else. Something like, man, you're really messed up. I don't know what you'd do without me. Another thing you can do is try describing the narcissist as someone who's average or common, you know, just like everyone else. For example, if you're talking to a female narcissist, maybe you'll say something like, oh, you're just a typical woman. All women are crazy. Maybe if you're talking to a male narcissist, you'll say something like, wow, all men are pigs and you are just one more oinker in the pig pen of my life. I don't know, something like that. Another thing you can do is point out any weakness the narcissist might have or make any indication at all that the narcissist is weak. For example, you might say something like, oh, let me help you. You're clearly in need. You're weak, slow, lazy, stupid, whatever. Insert insulting adjective here. You poor thing.
I don't think you should always keep the peace with narcissists. I think the best thing you can do with a narcissist is to always go no contact. But you and I both know it doesn't always work that way. It isn't always that easy, and it can't always happen overnight. So in the meantime, if you're dealing with a toxic person, know their trigger phrases. Know the things that are going to make them rage on you and avoid saying those things to them. They don't love themselves, as we've talked about, and they don't love you. In fact, they kind of hate themselves, but they wouldn't admit it, and they will tear you down if you try to get them to talk about it or believe it. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to fix it. Narcissists have a lot of shame. So when you're dealing with a narcissist, the easiest way to really grab hold of them and kind of keep them as calm as possible is, number one, never say anything negative about them or to them about them. Number two, anytime you must criticize them for anything, do so with a compliment buried in, or make them think it was their idea of whatever change you're proposing. Number three, never talk about yourself too much to a narcissist, because really they only want it to come back to themselves once they're through the love bombing part. Number four, remember the doggy factor. Narcissists, if they're doing something that you don't mind, they're love bombing, they're being decent to you, reward them with your attention. If they start treating you like crap, devaluing you, whatever, ignore them, because the worst thing you can do to a narcissist is to ignore them. And the best thing you can do for yourself is to ignore them. Keep this in mind. Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm going to leave for you right here and right there. And while you're at it, hit the subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.